I wanted to ask you about 30 years ago when you were a big game guide for Eddie Herd. Do you remember that? Okay.
You remember that time you used to be game guide 30 years ago? That time when you took Eddie Herd out? That's the one I want to ask you about.
And he was in partner with Frank Slim?
Yeah, Frank Slim.
He remembers Eddie.
Eddie. Guy called Detroit.
Yeah, that one. And you remember Frank Slim was your head guide, you remember? That time. It's really got a hard time hearing.
I have a story about it. Very yourself. It early is there. Money, $600 from Detroit. Head of him before he gonna come.
To the bank, yeah?
Yeah. Before it heard come, very slowly draw out that money. Better than a coat boy, but I don't let him work for it, all right. So, later on, right away, we finish hunting anyway. We better hit the fishing. We hit it easily. We're out down there, but near our kill. And they got some sheep from there. So they had heard he got his son. He got his son, it was him too. And there were three of them. And they come back all the way, they got sheep. But all the way through his lake. And from here, his boat, the boys take the horses over to this Congo country. Across there, we had the large boats too. And it was in the fall like this, getting lit. You don't do much after cold. So, they come back anyway. They didn't get no boats. Yeah, Mitchie Lake, where we headed, Mitchie Lake. So you've been, you got nothing there. You see, no, you're cold, you do much hunt. So they gave up when they gone home, Detroit. And they said, that's all.
That was the first year. That was the first year, eh? And you went 2 years?
I
yeah, that was the first year.
Yeah.
Well, the Indian Affairs was helping him out, too.
Yeah.
I had a lot of period. Maybe a date on there. You want to see the paper?
Sure. So this is your license for a chief guide. And that was G.I. Cameron. I know him. G.I. Cameron. I talked to him a few days ago.
So my great you know, guide it. The Mike Nolan.
Danny Nolan.
Mike Nolan.
Mike Nolan. Yeah. 47. 48. These are signed by Larry Higgins. He's a man I heard something about. 47. $10 assistant guide, 46, 47. Outfitter. I know that was the license that caused all the trouble. Because Larry Higgins, he didn't know whether or not he was going to issue
Johnny John, too.
Larry Higgins, he was
working. Johnny John, too.
Yes.
Larry Higgins, he was
He was a manager
in
a
liquor store.
The name Wagner. This is Wagner. This is Taylor. This is Leo. We call it One Shot Leo.
One Shot Leo. Why One Shot Leo?
Yeah. Because he was a good shot.
He's a good shot?
And a quitting character. Quit goal, finish hook.
Who are these men?
Me, Frank Slim.
Frank Slim. What year is that?
It's the one that I live.
Yeah, I don't know now.
Cook.
Right here.
Me and the cook, they told me to kill this cowboy, they shooting away up mountain deck. And one cowboy, me and the cook was there home. And one cowboy covered a camp, the cook picked up all these animals. And we tied them into a camp. The cook picked it back there. It's my son, Ronald Joe. He's Albert Frank, horse wrangler.
What's his name? Albert Frank? What's his name?
Albert Fred.
Albert Fred.
Yeah.
Okay, horse
wrangler. Ronald Joe.
Okay.
I'm telling him.
What year was this? Can you remember what year?
Yeah.
This guy was the cook for the...
Oh.
The cook,
Matthew.
I said, you tell he killed that camp. His name Matthew.
Matthew.
Can you see the year and the license?
Oh, it does on the license, yeah.
Yeah.
The licenses go back to 46.
Oh,
well,
this is 49.
Wagner, hey? Is this Wagner?
Yeah.
Wagner.
Wagner, yeah.
It says here 46. It says here 46.
Oh,
yeah.
Was that the year?
Yeah.
This one here is 1948. That's the one.
No,
Larry
Higgins, he was
the
territorial agent.
No,
46 here, 48.
The one on the bottom is 47.
46,
47. Oh, I called myself then.
Yeah, this is the one. July 1st, 1946
to June 30,
1947. It could be this is the one.
And there's one man too who I killed from
Well, it must be, this is the first one, 1946, 1947.
Mm-hmm. And then the one after that was the one that caused the one I was, see, they crossed it out.
48?
There, see. He crossed out chief guide, assistant guide, and camp helper, and he rode in, Larry Higgins rode in outfitter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when he was licensed as an outfitter.
Oh.
Because this guy heard, Eddie Heard, insisted that he get that license, you see.
Oh, yeah.
That was the story there, so far as I know.
Meat and fish for and pea burns, you sell them. That's the one he wants to know that too.
Hey.
Yeah. You remember that time? Well, that's the only way you could make a living them days.
Hell, in the nuts for pea burns. Oh, very hot. Fishing.
Well, that's when the meat season opens.
It's today's vegetables here, too.
No. He's talking about in summertime. You remember you used to have license for hunting and fishing?
Yeah.
You can't sell meat and fish without license that time. That's the one he's talking about.
Yeah.
But the other Indians, they start sell meat around like August when the meat season open.
Yeah.
But you had license to sell fish all summer and meat for, you know, Pea Burns Company.
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking about.
C.T. Richard.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Oh, the manager was that C.T. Richard.
T.C. Richards, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was the manager of that Pea Burns Company.
I hear there's a peach.
It was right.
His son come with him. He's the one Taylor's picture.
That's Charlie Taylor.
That's Charlie Taylor.
Yeah.
That's me. It's his king wife. And his son Taylor's picture. Me and Charlie Taylor, those guys were. Yeah.
It says two real Yukoners, Johnny Joe and Charlie Taylor. Swap tales of the days when Johnny Joe used to work on the Taylor's river boats.
And at the hotel. Fish and meat and there ain't no miracle. Mike, his brother's younger. He's the oldest one. He's
after they left in Yukon and
T.C.
Richard.
And that part, that hotel, big part, where the big part is, that they bring them down, C.T. Richard, bring them down from,
Pueblo.
Pueblo Mine.
Right.
Pueblo Mine. He bring that building from me, he's going into that hotel. He's doing a big part of it.
So you sold this guy lots of meat, eh?
Yeah.
You sold that guy lots of meat and fish?
Yeah, meat and fish.
Yeah.
They had a
restaurant. I sold lots of fish and meat. They know me well.
What did they pay you for the meat?
Hmm?
What did they pay you for the meat?
$0.20 a pound.
For moose? Caribou the same?
Yeah. Fish. Fish too. Now you pack out our meat after all of the 6 horses. And I use it for the pea burns. And so I'll bring 10 quarter.
10 quarter.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the moose? Around here?
Yeah.
Here, there, here, Fish Lake.
Oh, Fish Lake, yeah.
Fish Lake.
Somebody here, anyway. I got boat. Yeah, 6 horses here. This is my barn day. I got a big laugh. But 6 horses go across. Back.
You put, oh, jeez. I know your trail over there. I've been
yeah,
over there to
trail,
that trail.
I got trail.
Does that go over to Robinson?
Yeah. And it's trail from a dam down here. Up one from the cabin down here. 2 miles, 3 miles.
About 3 miles,
I think. 2 miles. And I trailed all the way through. And I trailed the mountain. That old mine, the old copper mine. I say, oh, well, about high peaks. I tell her, as I want a horse, I'll go there. Go there. And me and my boy, Randall Joe, who worked for Army, the Tom Army Cub.
The highway was going through.
They rent my boat from here first. They camp up there. They come to me and say, they wouldn't build a road the other way. I tell them, lots of rocks. I said, rocks is not easy to do. And I cut a good pile in the bay here, back of that bridge.
He cut that pile
in
the bridge down there, they
call
Lewis Bridge.
And he getting where are you getting the pile and out? It's the first bulldozer I see that have his cover, you know, some trees and everything. All around me, yeah.
Pushing all the trees down.
Yeah.
Dang, dang.
Yeah. And I got any timber? I got timber here. Yeah. I'll tell you, you sweat? He said, no. He's working hard. And they finished that bridge, so they got enough for this bridge piling. And they hauled some down to make a big raft up there. I tell them the targets. And I moved the targets. And what is it, huh? And a big timber down here, hit a slough there to this side there. So they cut that Lewis Willow bridge too. I could call him there. Me and my boy Lewis, but he's 14 or 16 years old.
He's 16 or 17.
And he's working hard yet today. There's 5 boys, 1 left this month, he's gone. He's the oldest.
I've been on...
Yeah, that Tiger's Bridge, that log is standing here, they don't know, must be dangerous, no? This one here, that's a bit, take the pile now, down there too. But Tiger's Bridge is the same September day yet?
Yes.
I said I was thinking about it. Could I be from way back between cockcrows, big creek come down, or so you cut the pocket.
So you used your gas boat too to move the logs? You used your gas boat to move the logs around?
Yeah.
And raft?
Yeah.
I see.
What is that? 42?
42.
Huh?
Yeah, 42. Yeah. The highway going
to. Billy Scallon, same time too.
In 42?
No, just back part.
Oh, I see.
The front part, they built in 1932.
And
we brought
one of them got a friend
too.
Good man.
All
up at now.
States.
Nobody home. You see down across the bridge.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Do you know, do you remember his name? Oh.
He said he write to me after he's gone and he was going to come back to see me and but he knows what.
What is
that?
Swordman,
is he good? That's what
so it's a letter from C.B. Sparman.
Sparkman, I think.
Bergman. Sparkman. Sparkman,
yeah.
S-P-A-R-K-M-A-N. Sparkman. In McKeesport, Pennsylvania. When I saw the enclosed article in a new Pittsburgh newspaper, I thought perhaps you'd been in town and you did not let me know. How have you been? Let me hear from you soon. I may come up and see you one of these days. Hmm. So that picture is of Sparkman.
Yeah, he told me they built a California bridge. It lies 22 men, tell me.
22 men?
Yeah.
Which had a building? Was that California? That long bridge?
To collapse? That
yeah.
Fell down?
Oh, yes.
That happened in Vancouver. There was a bridge fell in Vancouver about 20 years ago. It was all sitting like this, and there's a piece here and a piece here, and this
mm-hmm.
piece on the end, it dropped like that.
No,
yeah.
It was in the States.
Oh.
The one that he told us about.
Oh, I see.
But I forgot now where it was. Because he's American.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans, they
want to
build the highway.
Yeah, he's building up this place.
This place here?
Yeah.
Bigger upstairs.
Yeah.
There's a front there.
That window?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see. So what, when was that then? That, well, yeah, 49.
That's a year.
What, 30 years ago?
42.
Yeah. That picture was taken in 42.
Yeah, that's Sparkman.
When you build up?
No, we built a higher than upstairs.
I see.
Was a fruit buyer then. From California, Jim Dollo, by far, Tim Joy, Tyler Martin, this is Shorty Chavis. When I come back, all come town. They took this, my fur all. They put it in an envelope, price, they gave it to me, Who is high out first gets it.
He used to be a good trapper, you know.
So the chambers always get it.
Always win.
Ha 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 ha. You ain't gonna get it.
How did he do that? How did he get it? He always got it, eh?
Yeah. You see that, and everybody like and the way he stretches her. He got a certain way to
stretch. Here's how T. Kellen did it. Without this identity, without gas station, that's my ground, it used to be. I sold it to you. They bothered me for a little while. I mean, I sold their case, yeah. After that, they put the gas station there.
And who was the other guy you said?
Yeah, with Pam Tax Morgan. Them days when I was there, it was George Black. That time. I paid $12 a year for the land tax. Mm-hmm. Right here, we pay over $100 a year.
And this.
I tell my grandpa, don't pay tax before. How come I pay tax myself?
They won't sell this place to us, you know.
They won't?
No. We've been living here a long time now. In 1970, our land lease was up, so they told us, what are you going to do? You're going to let it go or renew it? So I said, we're going to renew it anyway. And
this I did the first one. You know Harry Hunter? He preached?
No.
He did. He's the one singing.
But you got a 30-year lease now, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story. And then they asked us, and I wonder, you know, what's her name, Maggie Woods.
Her husband, I know a lot of her. I don't know her myself very well.
But her husband is one of them in Yukon Electric owner. I don't know what his first name is. Last name Woods, I mean Woods. But anyway, he's married to a native woman.
She's from Lansing, I know.
Oh, yeah. 400 rats.
Down the this side, Lewis Bridge.
You get 400 rats just down there?
Yeah, down there.
That's our
know, you fall in summertime, low water, river bank, must start digging tunnel for water. From there, you go right on your feet in the bottom of wintertime. On this town, I thought right on where you're going to stay. Way back to Willow. Muskrat all gone.
Muskrat are all gone.
Got no feet to back there.
Yeah.
You would put a little house on top of ice, but he would stay there all winter. That's how it came out. In the same town, the lower dam, where I went, was Robert's Dam, used to be Big King Sound, no big. Come over up there.
Up the Mitchie Creek.
Come through here.
Yeah.
I think a salmon camp. All Indian come there dry salmon for a wonder.
Yeah, but they're up, ripple. Yeah, I know.
6 mile up.
Yeah, 6 mile.
Then he made a catch. One time, old man. I see the catch out of salmon, dry salmon there. After they left, they'd catch the legs like that. The bear come and chew it out legs, I mean, dump it all.
Chewed
the,
you mean the.
Oh,
like the catch, like, fell down?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Bear chewed out legs.
Done all that hard work.
So the bear got all the salmon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then from here, we put salmon trap out there. I see that. And we get over 50 salmon one night, and there's salmon trap, like Tokyo, we do. 50 big salmon, Rashi. They got one bad man there, Indian chief. He put a gate across the street. He'll eat and eat, you know, every day. This town will change him now. Putting on a man there. Yeah. Only people from Tokyo, that's where I was raised. I don't know white man that town.
Tokyo.
Don't know choice. And with our dry salmon, put on Donald Post. See, Jack Donald come, first time in 1992. Yeah. And now it's my mother and other women will go up and he called coming, they say. They're going to see the other one. I say, my mother, hold my arm, I must be smart. see cow, I like the cow come to the river across it. Take down. You got one thing, woman there, white woman, right over him. And they got other cowboys there. Sheep too. Right on the two comics. He kill them niggas when they put a raft out on.
I wanted to ask him about Tom Dixon. Does he remember Tom Dixon?
A big picture. An old canyon name. Who I got it?
Oh, Tom Dixon, here we
go. I got a picture of that.
No, you want to know about Tom Dixon?
Huh?
Old Tom Dixon, you know, and he used to be police in Tagish.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to know about that one?
Yeah. He's a sergeant.
Yeah, he used to be.
One woman, a girl, that is. His name is Louise, isn't it?
Yeah, Louise.
Louisa, they call her.
Yeah.
They call her that time. She's hot. She's a big girl.
Yeah.
That town canyon, you know, somebody raised her, you know. She might have fell and died. Tell you. And Tom Dixon, he got him down in Canyon. In Canyon City here. And this side where the McCray is now, the road comes on right across under that hill there. From here, people go down with a little canoe, dig out canoe. You see the smoke, a big sign canvas. All right now. And there under the tree, there's a little smoke come out. I said, well, what is it? Who's that? The landing. I was Louise, that's where that Tom Stick was keeping it.
What's Tom that? Tom Dixon.
Tom Stick, I mean.
Tom Dixon.
Tom Dixon.
That's where you cash her.
Oh.
Henry worked on the cattle.
He
come and walk over, he stay with her. That's when he begins to stay with him.
They were not allowed to marry to an Indian woman.
I seen that.
But Louise, she was from Tagish?
Yeah, where? She come from Park of Tagish.
Oh, I see. Yes. And that's where Tom Dixon found her.
Yeah.
And he cashed her down at the canyon.
Down canyon, when he takes her.
Oh, I see. But then,
as he quit that chasing, he settled in and got to water.
There was another guy too.
What is he? Sabandi.
Scotty Hume. He was a chase too over.
That's why he got all the children.
Same way he's done too.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were not allowed to.
They were not allowed. My aunt and my mother too. Oh, what are you doing here? They know her. What are you doing here? Oh, she laughed. she said, you're waiting for somebody. Oh, well, it's different. What do you hear that in
there? Yeah, okay, and then he had to marry her, and then he took her way over Pawnee.
He went gold mining, I think.
Yeah, and then there's where all his children all born there and grew up there. He sure got go a long way from Tagish. And there's another priest done the same thing too, Scotty Hume.
Hume.
He was a priest over here too.
Mm-hmm.
And he done the same thing. He took this woman from Kaka, Indian woman, and he took her up way up Champaign. He got married there and then brought this big family too.
They used to have big meetings at Little River.
Hmm?
I'm wondering if Mr. Joe was at Little River in 1902, they had a big party then.
Come way down this Copper River. Yes.
Oh, you
met this bear wash Indian woman. Well, you go that far, like that. Yeah, there's so many children there. Mary Jo, you know?
Mary Jo and...
His daughter, they were.
And Jesse Jo, they're both still alive. Oh, this in Parsons, you're talking about 1902, you said?
Yeah, there was...
But
I didn't know whether...
It's going down Goldsack that time.
I don't know if they did it every year or not, but maybe it was every year, but I wanted to sort of know who put that on, because...
No, they just have these big puzzles when and somebody's gone. Somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was... It's good with Jim. When he come back from Dawson, he sold early. He quit down there and go back to Tigers. He come from Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Dawson Charlie. There's his brother, Dawson Charlie's brother, Billy Smith.
Billy Smith. Oh, yeah. I've seen his name different times.
Me and him, we talked a long time.
Oh, and he wanted to ask you about that. He says that there was a big passage was going on in Little River, 1902.
Hmm?
Little River. There was a big passage was going on there, he said. 1902. You remember that one?
Where?
Little River.
Little River?
Little River. That's down that way, isn't it?
Yeah, Tikini, near Tikini.
Tikini. Little River, you know that place?
Little River. It's not Palhouse.
What? It was a big party of some kind.
Yeah, that's it. 1908. That's how I see that the Uncle Jack Sutter, a little boy in that town, the company.
Yeah.
I see.
They got two little kids his way. And I was a man on top then, that time. The way I got no school in there, a bunch of bumbers come with me from Hershel Island. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty old man. And a picture of him someplace. He said when he started Calcraft school, mm-hmm. and it was 1903. I chopped in too. Mm-hmm. And Johnny Donner, his mother, him and his sister, Angela, they don't want to go to school. Mm-hmm. That old bunch of bumbers, he got a cabin there. That regular bitch, they had a cabin. That's where he started. He in school there for kids. That's 1903. Johnny Donner and his sister, were there. Yeah, I got no parents, my mother, and my mother died here in 1897. Oh. People come, but I don't go rush. Mm-hmm. He get sick, six of them, he didn't die that time.
Right here?
Yeah. Right in this market.
He jumped down here. Used to be one man got a cabin in the end of my bridge down here. Way out there. Willow used to be out there. Mm-hmm. That bag used to be way out. And that rider is a shot from there out. Right out of the bridge, he got busy. Wealthy. That's where the Indian village is, the camp. And they got another village, before that, they got when they moved, they were calling for salmon up that way. Mm-hmm. They come back on a horse. Mm-hmm. Come right straight.
Yeah, those
horses. You want oats,
yeah, looking for oats.
They always come around and they see us over on the other side.
Oh.
They come right in the yard.
Mm-hmm. Then
he forgot what he's talking about. Had
a lot of drink. This was good. Boys come, they fly in. He kept on going and started shooting when he got a lamb. And the big frog, they got the big little long arm and the rods. Look out too, and I'm going for whiskey.
They poked through the
second floor. And one time, big scholar come down, all full of barrel of whiskey. dumb it out.
Pour it out.
Yeah.
Please do that.
Mm-hmm. But the police were here.
No, Tagish.
No, Tagish left.
Oh, Tagish, yeah.
Tagish left.
That's where the police post.
And the school and them got drunk that night. they never allowed them to drink that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they put them in jail anyway. They went to court. He's chemical for us,
Yeah.
They tell him where you get the whiskey. One man, give whiskey in and he get more jail of him. That's what they want. They want to get that man who give you whiskey. And a dog from Tiger's Lake, he said. You know, a double ounce of whiskey, Tiger's Lake, he said this. I got a dog some tiger's leg. Yeah. What can they do? They just let him go.
Sure fix them good.
They shouldn't allow Jake then, yet that time would have been all right, you can't. Yeah.
Would Tom Dixon be in that picture?
Oh, you find that picture, huh?
Pretty hard to tell, I guess.
Here's his magnifying glass.
Here you have my Major Wood.
Major Wood. Zachary
yeah.
Wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a doctor. I know that he's in the dogs. This one. He's in the major woods. So I named Mac McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tom Dixon there, somebody.
He's in there too.
I know. This Dr. Smith, come here. He's in the sick. That time I tell you, he's in the old aisle. He's in the old sick. He put medicine in his arm. He wound down with a needle.
Mm-hmm.
He opened him up and put medicine there. And then the arm of his arm, my God, it's hot day in June. Oh, I smoke. Me, I run away. Here I am yet.
How many people die that time?
Six, he said, that summer. You don't know what kind of sickness it was.
98 or 97 that time.
Six people, and that's the time his mother gone too.
Yeah.
You don't know what kind of sick it was.
Well, I'm down here. We camp all of them. Yeah. I clear on it. Oh, boy. Give me something. Yeah. I smell them. That was beans. Clear the beans. Do you know I see beans before? You can't eat it. I'll take it off. Yeah, I don't eat that beans. It was the beans, I didn't know. I don't see beans. I know rabbits, that's all.
You should tell them a story about the railroad coming in.
Huh?
You know the time the railroad was coming? That's a good story. Railroad.
I was there that time, yeah. I'm here to feel safe, we're here to feel safe. And the people drive me there. People drive me there. Come down to college. Way up the mountain there, people stay there, drive me. Something blown up. There was a spot in that loose leg. You know, drain that leg. So you went very little across it. Anybody hear anything about it? He didn't hear anything about the railroad coming around. He comes down the park. No hear about it yet. And the one Indian medicine man, old man, said, when you hear that, he said, the earth's going down. You pray. He said, all Indians get up and turn around this way. Where is the way our sun go? Yeah. So he said, out. And another one goes, again. I'll get up again. And the old man said, the earth's going down now. And moved camp to that colony, the Colony Lake, on the camp on top of a mark, like this. And I put dry meat on a pole and stayed there. Camped there. After all, somebody chopping. Yeah, people up here. So people come with a shovel and an axe. He didn't know where he got from, that people. And a building wagon road, making a wagon road. Mm-hmm. The team behind them. Up here. Stopped down there, like Friday. Pretty soon we hear something. Gee, what's that? And a big team coming with a big box on top. Wagon. Gee, everybody look. Stop down here, put it in and make a fire. And a box out. There was a grub box out. That's a whole box on top of the wagon. The people go down there, eat on it. The people get first in the cup. They go away, and you got pick and shovel, make a road. A wagon road. After dinner, we go. The cook here. Come on, all Indians go down there. All cattle first. Give away. Do you know what's going on yet? Couple of days. Yeah, people holler again. And you know, you're going down and you go back to your camp. And that team come way down loosely with the draining water. Here somebody holler, ah, somebody holler. All right, there's how a bunch of people are clearing out of that railroad track. For the railroad track, timber. And we're cutting the timber and putting timber out. And the lady hollered out, timber! You know what's going on yet? After a couple of days, see, one Indian, they know, we know, one of the Tigers Indians. His name Tom Stick. He lived until now. They built a railroad through here. A steam car won a cup. So it is. Some place where the timber is, and he will be there, and cutting ties. You put these spruce ties, and put it on the outside ties. Next first time is that's how they build them. That was 1899. Sit down right there and read. Start a store. They work pretty hard. They raise up that store for that. You can make money out of it. But the Hogan, he just go up like that.
Were Taylor and Drury good people to do business with?
Yeah.
They were pretty fair?
That's me, that's how Taylor is. He didn't know what to say. They could.
Huh? I already get them.
You get them all right? Oh, that's good. His wife, he feed us. They got a little sausage kit to eat. They give me meat like me. They got no children yet.
1904.
Old Taylor. Aggie Taylor, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Aggie,
Twice. Charlie Taylor?
Charlie Taylor, dead.
And what was his name?
I don't know what he called. What's the old Taylor name? I'm a Bill Taylor, you know. All them boys, they know me.
He said that young Bill Drury is still around.
A young guy?
Yeah.
I think he's still around.
Oh, and the old Bill Drury died a long time ago.
Yeah. Pretty nearly 30 years ago.
Yes, died a long time ago. Old Taylor, too.
Yeah.
And then there's Bill Taylor, that's Charlie Taylor's brother. That's the one that he's running that, and what do you call that garage? Taylor Garage?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that family very well. I know Charlie Taylor pretty well. I've talked to him a lot.
Bill Taylor used to have property over here too. Mm-hmm. And a few years ago, and I don't know, he moved to Tagish. He's got another
place. His wife?
He's got another place now.
Yeah, they made a trip here, I said. Hot down there now.
Thank you.
Did you know Larry Higgins very well?
Who?
Larry Higgins.
Larry Higgins?
Higgins. He sold you these licenses.
Yeah. I was getting even my people, you know.
That's right. Forget people names and everything.
He
must be pretty
close
100 for all
he
knows. He's
95, but he's good.
You know how old he is. But at the Indian age,
come on, right?